14th parak Yevamos, Mishnah Hey. Shnei achim pichim nisuim l'shtei achoyos. Achas chereshes v'achas pikachas. So both brothers are healthy brothers, and one is married to chereshes, which is gedushin derabbanan, nisuim derabbanan, and the other one is married to a healthy wife, which is an nisuim deraisa. So this is a similar variation of the previous Mishnah. Meis pikeach b'ala chereshes, if the one who married the chereshes, which had nisuim derabbanan, died, mayasa pikeach b'ala pikachas, what is the brother who's married to a healthy wife going to do? Take to Mishnah Machlas Isha. He has a kedushin, an nisuim deraisa to a woman, and now her sister fell to yibum to him. So there's no yibum. That's an erva, which we learned in the beginning of the Masechta. There's no yibum at all. But meis pikeach b'al pikachas. So the healthy couple, the husband died, mayasa pikeach b'al chereshes. What will the healthy brother who's married to a chereshes, lemaisa, he's healthy, but his wife is a chereshes, and their nisum is only derabbanan. So he cannot pater his brother's wife from yibum, because on a deraisa level, he's not married bechlav. Memel, if he's not married bechlav deraisa, he could do yibum. But on a derabbanan level, he can't do yibum, because on a derabbanan level, the yevama is the sister of his wife. So we have the same thing as we saw in the previous Mishnah, moitzi es ish to beget. He has to divorce his wife. This is the difference between the this is the same as the previous Mishnah, that he has to divorce his wife because his wife is only a nesum derabbanan, and it's eishes ocher bechalitza. Here it's better than the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, this husband was a cheresh, so he couldn't do chalitza. But here, the second husband is a pikeach; he can do chalitza. The only problem he has is that his wife is a chereshes, so therefore he has to divorce his wife, and then he can do chalitza, and that's the end of this case.